you had a brother and he had a son, that son would be your
nephew.
And if your mother had a sister, she would be your
aunt.
What do you call a child that's lost its parents?
It's an orphan.
And the adult that's appointed to look after?
The guardian.
Say if your house were full of people like your uncles and aunts and cousins and nieces, people like that, you'd say the house is full of your
relatives.
Anything else?
Kin, but I wouldn't really use it. I mean, I hear it, but it's full of relatives. I would say relatives.
What?
Or kinfolks.
Yeah.
Now my grandfather would have said kinfolks.
Mm-hmm.
That he always talked about kinfolks. Which is another term that I thought of after you left, that is, which I'm sure is all over the South, and it's the meaning of it's being lost now. And that's the word, the our meaning for folks, what folks,
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Person's folks meaning his relatives.
His relatives, and also someone who is folks as opposed to someone who is not folks.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And even my generation, a lot of people have no idea what that term means.
Well, do you use people in the same way? So-and-so's people?
Yeah, people for relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're folks. In fact, I still use folks interchangeable with relatives, even more than I do kin.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about this expression, say if somebody's telling you about somebody who looks a good deal like you, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no to her.
I would say kin to her. I'm not related, but I would probably say I'm no kin to her.
Well, say someone who comes into town that nobody's ever seen before, you call him a
newcomer, stranger.
Or say somebody who comes in from another country, he would be a
foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner to describe somebody who's not necessarily from another country? Have you ever heard people do that?
No, I don't think so. I may have, but I don't.
Have you ever heard some old timer say, yeah, well, he's just old foreigner?
Foreigner, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have heard that too. Right.
What about, you need to go somewhere?
I'm going to, yeah. I enjoy this. So I do need to go over and clean. Everyone in the cast is taking turns cleaning up the stage, and it's our turn. So I'm gonna have to.
Well, you just say when.
Okay. Well, maybe 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Poor Mike, he's probably over there working
like a dog. Ask you some proper names. Say if you could give me a few names for women beginning with the letter M, first names.
Okay, Mary, Marianne. Martha.
Okay, that's good. What about an N?
Nancy. I can't think of anything with an N.
This is a good old standard name for a cow that a lot of farmers use with an N. I guess I suppose it would be short for Helen.
Nellie.
What about a boy's name beginning with a B? Some people.
Bobby.
Or short for William would be.
Bob. No, Bill.
The diminutive would be.
Billy.
What about a man's name with an M?
With an M?
Matt would be short for.
Matt?
Would be short for.
Matthew.
You ever heard any old-fashioned terms for a woman who teaches school?
School marm.
Is that ever used? Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that used.
Never.
Well, no, I won't say that. Now, it's very possibly I probably heard my grandfather or somebody like that use it. I've never heard my father or any of his generation use it.
Do you remember the American author who wrote the Leather Stocking Tales? James Fenimore
Cooper.